All right, injuries. Jonathan Allen has a Liz Frank sprain. He's seeing Dr. Anderson for the review. Could take some time. Hopkins has a right hip rotator muscle strain. He'll be week to week. We'll probably work out some kickers tomorrow. McClure has knee hyperextension. He'll be week to week. Breland has a knee sprain. Hopefully we'll get him up this week. Nicholson has shoulder aggravation. Other bumps and bruises we'll update later in the week. Dustin Hopkins? Right hip rotator muscle strain.
With Jonathan, what in terms of you could take some time? How long is this, you think, a couple months or something? Or
yeah, I would. If I would guess right now, it'd probably be 3 to 4 weeks, probably. Hopefully.
What's the impact of losing him, even for that time frame?
It's an impact. Yeah, he's been playing well. We have a good group of defensive linemen. We had a good, strong rotation going. Now we just got to get Anthony Lanier as part of that.
When exactly did Hopkins suffer the injury, the hip injury?
You know, he was dealing with a little bit of I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just found out about it this morning, and it's pretty sore. So we got an MRI, and we'll have to see how it is later in the week. We'll have to work out some other kickers just in case.
With Breland's situation, how do you think that will play out as you guys look ahead to Monday against the Eagles?
How do I think it'll play out?
Yeah, how do you think? Is it severe enough to where you think he'll be out?
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. So, you know, if it's his right hip rotator muscle strain, then I'd imagine it's pretty significant for a kicker. Oh, Breland? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I think Breland's always been a fast healer. He's like Gumby. I mean, he took a pretty big shot on that play, and I thought he was going to be out for a little bit of time, but, you know, he recovers quickly. We'll see.
If Breland can't go, or even if he's not 100%, what are your thoughts on the other young DBs, the guys who've stepped in, whether it's Fabian Moreau or even Monte at safety, and your confidence in those DBs against a quarterback like Carson Wentz, that situation?
Well, it'll be a great challenge because he's playing extremely well. They're 5-1 for a reason, and he's a major part of that. He's got a great rapport with the receivers right now. They're playing at a high level. So our guys have to step up. That's just the way it is. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are around the National Football League this time of year that are dealing with key injuries at certain positions, and we just had a couple of them at the corner spot. So Fabian, Dunbar, you know, they'll have to step up and play well. Holsey, Fuller.
You guys have had double-digit points on the board before the other team got them. When the other team had zeros your last four games, and only one of the games you were really able to, you know, hit the gas and finish it off against the Raiders. What do you look at, you know, in that situation? You look at your play calling. You look at the effort by the players. I mean, what do you look at to try to finish teams off?
Yeah, we started fast, which is good. It was a big emphasis, you know, coming off the bye to start fast, and we did that. And then we hit a little lull there. We had a third down and one we didn't make, convert on. A couple of third downs offensively that, looking at the film, we had opportunities to make some plays and we didn't. And then defensively, you know, the end of the half, the fourth down and two penalty was critical. Gave him a touchdown and then the fumble. You know, it was something, I don't know if it has a lot to do with play calling or what, but, you know, we just got to execute a little bit better and perform a little bit better when we have a lead.
You mentioned on Sunday that the pass rush wasn't exactly what you had hoped. After watching the game, why did you think that was the case?
I don't know. We have a young quarterback in the game. You know, Bethard starting or playing for his first significant time in the National Football League. I was hoping to get a little bit more pressure on him, make it harder on him. But he made some good plays. And we had some people around him from time to time. But, I still think we can get more. You know, Junior, Preston, Ryan, those guys are very good pass rushers. They did get around him at certain times of the game. But from a consistent pass rush standpoint, probably wasn't up to par for any of those guys. But, they did okay.
You mentioned the hit that Breland took when on the play he got hurt. What did you make of that hit? Do you feel like that's a legal play, and if so, should it be?
Yeah, I mean, it was out in space, and the lineman just cut him, just caught Breland off guard a little bit. His leg was planted in the ground, so I didn't think it was an illegal play, no.
With Anthony Lanier, where have you seen him improve? And we haven't seen him since training camp. Where have you seen him maybe make some progress?
He's gotten progress in the weight room, that's for sure. He's a lot stronger, and that's a good thing. You know, he's a small college guy, and he came in and got some experience last year, and then hopefully parlays that onto a good, strong preseason and training camp, and we'll see how it translates on game day. You know, he'll be a part of the rotation, not just on third down. He might have to play some early downs, but he's a guy that hopefully is getting better, not just at rushing the passer, but playing the run.
And with Allen, what are some of the things that maybe, you know, I know you guys liked him and all that before the draft and all that, but what are some things that maybe he was doing that were even, you know, maybe better than what you had imagined early on?
I think just playing the position like a veteran, really. You know, he's a young player, but he plays it like a veteran. He's got great fundamentals. He's got a great idea of run, pass, how to get off blocks. He got strong hands, and he was getting a, you know, pretty consistent pass rush push. You know, he didn't have a lot of sacks, obviously, but he was getting pushed in the pocket, which is critical for the interior guys so the edge guys can get home. So, you know, just all around, he's played well.
You complimented San Francisco's run defense yesterday, but when you watched the tape this morning, what did you see from your run game, and how would you evaluate that?
Yeah, we put some of our guys in some tough situations. You know, our tight ends were trying to block some of these big defensive ends and hold up for a long time, and didn't work out quite as well. We had our receivers try to crack down a couple times on the defensive ends. It didn't work out a couple times. So, but the linemen played pretty well. You know, and not to say the tight ends and receivers didn't play well, just they were put in some tough situations against some very big men. But overall, I think there's some things we can clean up and get our running game back to where we need it.
Have you noticed the way defenses attack Monte Nicholson at all? Just kind of, he is a rookie, but have you kind of noticed the way if they've changed at all?
No, not really.
I know you've been asked about Doxson and his role ad nauseum, but he obviously his snap count was down yesterday. He only played about less than a quarter of the snaps. At this point, are all the receivers' roles kind of established and what personnel groupings they are? And just yesterday, his personnel group wasn't called a lot. Or are you looking to actively expand his role in this offense?
Yeah, we're going to actively expand it, without a doubt. He didn't get as many reps as I would like at the end of the day when you look at the numbers, but it's our job. We got to get him in there more and expand it.
Is that something that you're in control of, that Ike is in control of? Like, how does that decision-making process to where you go back and go, wow, we didn't get him the reps we want?
Yeah, we have personnel groups where he is definitely in for sure, and then other ones he needs to sub in and out of. So we just got to do a better job of the personnel groups that he's not a starter in to get him in.